I'm riding.
Oh yeah.
Along, singing the same old cowboy song.
Good morning.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to our house. To Rosie on the house. Grab your coffee. Join us on the back patio.
Pretty morning for that.
Oh man, desert floor is cooling off. Sun's coming up later. Perfect time for you to join us for a visit. Join us. I'm Jennifer Romero. Have a crew here with us this morning. We have Mr. Gary D, our broadcast engineer. He's bopping around back there and spinning dials behind the glass. We have our son, Romy. Romy's our partner in the Rosie on the House endeavor, and he juggles that with his life as beside his sweet wife, Amanda, on the Whitman plantation with the joys of their small urban farm and four budding junior rodeo stars.
Watch out.
And Rosie, my loving and patient husband, who has spent the last 29 years educating and entertaining our Arizona homeowner friends and family.
Good morning, y'all. I was just scrolling through a few little websites here, and I'm seriously distracted.
What are you scrolling through?
Sanderson Ford has a 2017 Ford Mustang clearance sale going on right now.
That would distract you. Yes.
That's distracting. Hey, somebody got a hold of our friend Don Ryden.
What do you mean?
Romy, you remember Don's idea of breweries in the state parks?
Mm-hmm.
What he had a name for it.
I don't recall the name. I do remember we...
Brews in the woods
We discussed
something.
It. Over a brew at Mother Brunch Brewery, but well, I don't remember the name.
Well, somebody has captured his idea. Next weekend, one of my favorite little state parks, Tonto Natural Bridge, just remodeled the old two-story framed lodge that's there, and they had a soft opening a few months ago. But next Saturday, they're going to have the Taste at the Bridge. And as you pull in, as you leave Payson and you're heading up towards Strawberry and Pine, just as you're pulling into Pine, there's a little place on the left called That Brewery. Well, That Brewery is going to set up a wine and beer tasting with live music, an auction, and shuttle service to and from Payson and Pine. Next Saturday, the 23rd, from 4 to 7 p.m., at Tonto Natural Bridge State Park. Tickets are $50. You can find out more about it at tontonaturalbridge.org/taste at the bridge. So that is a great setting. They've done so much. The state park has done so much about finishing off that building and all the property and dressing it up.
And fixing the stairs down to the bridge, actually.
That's right, and fixing the stairs. I mean, that had gotten, back in the 90s, that had become a very, very tired little park. It was hurting pretty bad. So somebody got the idea. There's another one, Born and Brewed Beer Battle. So Prescott's got the All Corvette Car Show next weekend. So a couple things going on around the state.
Always.
We've got a packed show for y'all today at 10 o'clock. We are going to be addressing a topic that has literally inundated our office in the last 30 days.
Did you get a chance to read through Lou's email?
Lou?
No, not email. That's got whiteout on it. That's a typewriter.
This is four pages of a typed on typewriter IBM
homeowner
Selectric
rant.
Woo! Lou is upset at APS.
I think he has some valid points there.
And I think most people right now are just confused with the new rate that got passed by the Arizona Corporation Commission. So we're going to be addressing that at 10 o'clock. And those of you that are confused can tune in, and by the end, we promise, you'll be mad. This is not good, but we'll address that at 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock will be open hour, and what we do is we invite any of you that have a house, home, castle, or cabin with a project, give us a call, and we see what we can do to help you through it. At 8 o'clock, we have Mr. John J. Harper coming in, and Romy and he will be taking charge of the outdoor living segment, where we take care of anything having to do with your lawn, garden, trees, hedges, hardscape, softscape,
whatever.
It's
time to plant that fall garden. Lots to talk about.
And then the 7 o'clock hour, we just get to do whatever we want to do.
We look for interesting people, places, and things all around Arizona. And I am always on the lookout for good stories. And boy, are there a lot of them out there. And I get to get out and meet people and go to different events. In the summer, I went to the Arizona Farm Bureau Women's Conference, and I met a kindred spirit. This is a woman who's very passionate about preserving Arizona history of our ranchers and farmers. We have Miss Carol DeCosmo, and she's a Glendale farm girl from back in the day.
Back in the day when there were farms.
Yeah, and she's the founder and director of the Arizona Farm and Ranch Experience and the Arizona Farm and Ranch Hall of Fame. And she's got a lot to share with us in her passion about these different stories. Good morning, Miss Carol.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up in Glendale. I live on 2 acres now, about 1/4 mile from the little 5-acre farm I grew up on. It was surrounded by dairies and farming and, you know, vegetable farms. The Japanese grew tomatoes and cucumbers next door. And there
did
was
you
also...
know? Did you know Ming's farm?
Yes. Yes.
His daughter works for us.
Is that right? I wish she was back farming. You can't get good beet greens. You can't get good corn anymore. It's just a passion in the West Valley. And we miss Ming. I mean, we really miss Ming. He was just, they're building houses on his farm.
Yes.
And it breaks my heart.
Yep.
But anyway, I grew up there. Went to Glendale High School, class of 59, got married, moved to Phoenix, married a city boy. Moved to Phoenix, and we lived over in the path of the State Route 51 for 23 and a half years, and then we moved back to Glendale, where we had always had land, and my husband was a contractor, and we had property there. So we moved about a mile up the street from the office. I was teaching at Phoenix College, computer graphic art and drawing, and once you move back to Glendale and they know you're a Glendale girl, you're immediately
recruited
to serve on something. So I got recruited to serve on the Glendale Arts Council, which was fun. You know, spending buying sculpture for the parks and, you know, paintings for the libraries. That's fine. But they were starting to, many people have been there, to Sawar Ranch in Glendale. It's an 1885 homestead. It was established in 1885, and it's an amazing place because it was purchased and homesteaded by a very wealthy man from the East. They needed to start all over again. The buildings needed to be restored. We needed to go into what they grew there besides... grapes and figs and...
I mean, he had just about everything there at one time.
They did.
It was grapes, it was figs, it was cotton, it was citrus,
grain.
It was pecan, it was grain.
Mm-hmm.
But he was wealthy enough. It was he and his brother, right?
He and his brother. His brother had his section of land was where Apollo High School is now. And he just grew figs. And that's why they had to build the fruit packing shed because... figs don't travel well, you know, and there was really no train in or ice plant in Glendale then, so they had to dry everything. So we had this big fruit packing shed. We had a 2-story foreman's house that he built. They had the main house. They had the guest house, which they had to build quickly because his son Willie had tuberculosis, and they wanted to spend the winter here.
And they could do all this
because
he had money. He invested heavily.
Yes.
But it was the Arizona Canal.
Yes.
Delivering water.
All the water he needed.
Just delivering the water to the property. And the Arizona Canal follows the hand-dug canals of the Native Americans.
The Hohokam. Exactly.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Well, that whole story of W.J. Murphy, he had to go raise the money. He had a contract to build that canal, but he had to go raise the money in the East. So his wife and his kids and his brother built the canal out here while he's raising money to pay the workers. And it's an easy that you ever wonder why people wonder why everything is a mile apart. It's because that was the easiest way to build, you know, the laterals that came down from the Arizona Canal.
So you got involved in helping restore the Sawar Ranch?
We did that. I developed the furnishing plan, and then when they were ready to, I was appointed director when they were ready to open it up for business.
And when was that?
It's been 1996.
Okay.
I was there 10 years, 1996, hired staff. We had historical exhibits, and that's when I got really fascinated with collecting Arizona ranchers, farmers and ranchers' histories. And that's, we did a new exhibit every year, you know, Pioneer Arizona Women, Farming and Ranching in Glendale, Businesses of Glendale, and being I'm a woman. Tell me your story.
Yeah, we love our stories, don't we?
Yes, we do.
The Arizona Farming and Ranching Hall of Fame. Now, we've got in our hands right here Volume 1 and Volume 2. You've been nominating, it looks like, six or seven, or inducting six or seven families a year now.
Seven.
Seven a year,
seven,
okay.
Seven, sometimes eight. If there's a special person that's contributed to agriculture. Five living, two posthumous, and then one extra if there's a person there.
And then that goes starting back in 2008.
Mm-hmm. We publish every 5 years.
Reading through the names, it's like reading through reading history
the who's
of Arizona.
The who's who of Arizona history. Mm-hmm. How many volumes are there now?
Two.
So this
volumes.
Is the second one this year. Okay.
But we go back to the 2008 honorees, and I mean, one of my good friends is Paul Rovey, and you've got his dad, Emil Rovey. What a great story they have.
It's a great story. It's an amazing story.
That year, y'all also honored Mr. Robert Krentz.
Yep.
The rancher that was unfortunately murdered.
Yes.
On his property.
And
down,
his dog.
And his dog. Down on the border near
Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a story that the Krentz family, they came here and settled first up in Winslow, and they were raising cattle, and then they realized that they were in the wrong end of the state because the miners down in Douglas needed meat, so they drove their cattle down to Douglas and opened a meat shop.
Winslow would have been awful lonely back then too.
Oh boy,
it's lonely now.
Yeah, but can you imagine taking your cattle from the northern part of the state to the southern part of the state, and they're still down there? I mean, they've celebrated, Prince Ranch has celebrated it's probably 105 years now, something like that, anniversary.
Now, have y'all? I don't see the Hooker family recognized yet.
They have. You have to be nominated. We don't select.
Okay.
We put out a call for nominations, and the nominations come to us.
Okay.
I select seven people, independent.
We'll talk about that a few minutes more when we get back, huh?
Seven independent for the nominating committee.
For the selection committee.
For the selection committee. All right. Very good. Carol, we'll be right back.
Okay.